各位听众朋友大家好，我是赖子雄。我们今天呢继续来讲语法。那么 Tom 呢仍然在跟我的身边呢，这样子我们说呢 Tom 呢在这个 office 里头，在我们这个 office 里头呢，通常呢都是呢讲中文这样哈、You speak Chinese most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time.
A lot of editors, I mean Chinese editors, like to hang around with you just because they also want to learn some Taiwanese from you.
Some Taiwanese, no.Just mostly Chinese.
Mostly Chinese. 大部分都是讲中文吧。那么不管怎么样呢，就是他是一个活商标。He himself is a living example, that can show you how important it is to, stick to grammar. Quite often, I would say, especially when it comes to writing. 特别在写作的时候，对不对？
Yeah. When you write, because I haven't studied grammar for writing, my grammar when I write in Chinese is very poor. But, speaking, you...Grammar helps a lot with speaking as well.
Can you read Chinese also?
Yes, I can read Chinese.
哦，这样子，所以呢，打开 newspapers 没什么问题吧？
No, no
problem.
You
have no problem whatsoever.
No.
No 后头加个 whatsoever, 就是根本都没有的意思。He has no money whatsoever, 常常用做这个强调。How do you spell this word, whatsoever?
W-H-A-T-S-O-E-V-E-R. Once again, that's W-H-A-T-S-O-E-V-E-R.So, S-O-E-V-E-R.
And this is a one word, 是一个字啊。我们就是, he has no friend whatsoever to help him.
Not even one friend.
Not even one friend. Or he has no friend at all. 就是这个 no 加个 at all, 就是 no 后头加 whatsoever 是蛮重要的。好，不管怎么样，所以处处都是语法，处处都得学。那么我们现在就来谈有关 with。这个 with 用法呢，它加了宾语之后啊，后头也可以用呢分词做宾语补足语。那么我们举个例来讲吧。He came along, 或是 he was walking toward me, 他向我走过来。那我的中文是这么说，他手中握着一把刀向我走过来。那么这句话呢就要这么说了。He was walking toward me. 好，那个向我走过来， he was walking toward me.怎么样呢？后头像一个空，我们弄个空格在后头。A knife in one hand。那后头你到用 to hold 还是 held 还是用 holding？ 这个时候你应该说，我们说你要用哪一个呢
？I would say use holding.
Yeah, holding. 所以整个句子怎么这样说呢
？He was walking toward me, holding a knife.
He was walking toward me, with one hand.Holding a knife.
Yeah, that's right.
With one hand, 有 一只手啊，抓了一把刀。你看 ，with 我加了宾语 ，one hand 后头一个空格 ，a knife。好，这个 hold 这边要特别记住啊，我就用了用 holding。为什么用 holding 呢？因为握，我握着刀，刀被我握着，它就是一个及物动词嘛。Hold， 既然是及物动词，后头有宾语啊 ，a knife。所以我们说过。凡做分词用的时候，做补语用的时候，它后头有宾语的时候，它一定是及物动词，就要用现在分词，概念是一样的。He was walking toward me, holding, 或者 with one hand holding a knife. 你看这个用法是绝对对的，但我可以把它颠倒过来哦。He was walking toward me with a knife, 空格 in one hand.
Yeah.
那这个时候用哪个字呢？
Held.
用 held, H-E-L-D. 你为什么用 held 呢？因为那个 hold, 它后头没有宾语了。所以没有宾语的时候，这个 hold 本来是及物动词。没有宾语的时候，就乖乖的用过去分词。所以有两个说法。第一个 ,he was walking toward me with one hand, was with his left hand, holding a knife. 另外一个用法 ,he was walking toward me with a knife.Held in one hand. 好，但要特别特别记住哦，如果它是一个不及物动词的话，那么后头一定是变现在分词的。比如说 ，He was talking with me. 他跟我说话 ，or he was talking to me. 我的儿子呢跟我说话，我知道他刚才偷了我的钱呢。He just stole my money. 他刚偷了我的钱。I found him stealing my money.我们讲了偷是一个及物动词，我偷钱，钱被我偷，所以 steal 这个字后就有 my money 做宾语 still 一定加一个 ing。好了，我儿子呢偷钱被我看到了，我就哦，来，我要找你谈话。儿子一呢听到吓了一大跳，他跟我谈话的时候两腿发抖跟我谈话。哎，这句话的英文呢，我就要问了。He was talking to me with his legs 后头一个空格，我要放一个 shiver 这个字。那个 shiver 要用 shivered 还是 shivering？
Shivering.
Tom 总是不会犯错这样子，因为英语已经是他的母语。那么我们老中在学英文的时候就要想了， shiver 发抖，我要问了，是及物还是不及物啊？你看中文能不能说我发抖他，他被我发抖啊？所以这个 shiver 既然是不及物动词，没有这个说法，不能说我发抖他耶，没有这么说。所以 shiver 是一个不及物动词，我发抖，大家都发抖，所以不及物动词它变补充语的时候一定是现在分词，叫 shivering。 这个字怎么拼的呢？
S-H-I-V-E-R-I-N-G、one more time, that's S-H-I-V-E-R-I-N-G
S-H-I-V-E-R-I-N-G
Oh, was I saying E? Well, oops.
没关系，所以呢we learn by making mistakes, right?
Yeah.
所以没问题的哈。所以 he was talking to me with his legs shivering 就是一个道理。但小心，我刚刚稍早的造了一个句子哈。那么 he was walking， 他走过来 toward me with a knife in one hand， 或者 held in one hand。我把这个 held 去掉，大家把它写起来。我现在等着大家写啊。He was walking toward me。好了，我等着你写啊。With A knife, K-N-I-F-E, held, 被握住，因为 hold 是及物动词，没有宾语的话一定是被动的。Held, in one hand. 好了，这个时候啊，我可以把 held 去掉，就变成 he was walking toward me with a knife in one hand, 就可以了，对不对？但我可以把它化解呢，你看我怎么化解。我用了三个字就对了。He was walking toward me， 我 with 不要用了。那怎么办？
He was walking toward me。
我用三个字。
Holding a knife。
Holding a knife， 我连 holding 我都不要用。
我
用 knife 开头。
Knife in hand。
Knife in hand。你看，我把 with 这个介词一去掉，然后就变成 knife in hand。原来这个 knife 前面的冠词。根本把它去掉 knife 出现之后 in one hand 这个 one 也把它去掉，保留主要的名词叫 knife in hand。 现在托福考呢曾经呢又考了这个题目，他是这样考的。好，我们可以这样说， He was talking to me， 他跟我说话，叼着烟斗跟我说话。 He was talking to me with a pipe， P-I-P-E， 这个 pipe 本来是水管，可是也指的是烟斗，不要含着水管跟我说话了，我自来水管太大了，这样那会笑死人了哈。Pipe, P-I-P, 这边指的是烟斗 ，with a pipe in his mouth， 啊，嘴巴里头放了一个烟斗。那我变成三个字怎么说呢
？Pipe in mouth，
刚好是托福考的考题。我记得二十多年前，那么在。考托福考那时候我在负责讲解这个试题的时候啊，那么很多人那个时候对这个 pipe in mouth 他搞不太清楚，那就是一种呢 with a pipe in his mouth， 他把它整个省略掉了，就变成 pipe in mouth， 所以这是一种化解的方法，所以这个呢也是必须要学到的。那么这种用 with 形成的这种介词短语啊，我们叫做情状介词短语，这是非常管用的东西，就是一种主要的动作用动词表现，附带的动作一种表示情形一种状态的动作用 with 来表现。那这个时候你可以造出很多很漂亮的句子，比如说他叉着腰跟我说话，主要的动作是说话， He was talking to me with his hands on his waist。 你看这个时候就变成With his hands on his waist， 这就是一种情形状态。 那么有关它详细的用法我们下次再跟大家介绍，我们下次同一时间再会。